is a do. Rational computer. This is about the political history of my adventures in the residue arithmetic field and my invention that might be worth billions or it might be worth nothing. The way the whole thing went down sure did seem peculiar to me. I think it was in the summer of 1963 that I first got the idea of building a computer that used residue arithmetic. I joined the Air Force in 1961 to study electronics. Much as I hate to admit that I once was that stupid. It was probably in 1962 that I went to the base library and borrowed a book on number theory. I had it for 2 weeks. Then I had to turn it back in. That was the extent of my training in number theory. I thought the thing that needed to be solved in order to make a residue computer was to be able to translate residue numbers into binary. So I set about finding an algorithm to translate residue numbers into binary. And I eventually found it in a basement apartment in Oakland around 1979. Soon after that, I found out there were already two methods of translating residue numbers, but both were different from my method. No big deal, but the whole adventure allows me to say that I invented one of the three methods of solving the linear congruence. One was known to the ancients. One was invented by Gauss. And the third was invented in a basement apartment in Oakland. I found out the real roadblocks to building a residue arithmetic computer were efficient overflow detection and integer division. After a bit of study, I did find a method to solve these problems. The method was not perfect, but it was much better than the other proposals. We filed a patent patent number 4,458,327 on December 18th, 1981. And the patent was eventually granted not only in the US, but also in a bunch of foreign countries. That cost a lot of money. I went to the Asilomar conference and presented a paper on the residue system. The paper was well received. I was treated very respectfully. But we weren't able to make a deal with any of the defense corporations at the conference. The next year, I presented another paper, but something had changed. My speaking slot had been changed from first to last. And it was very, very close to lunchtime when I got to speak. I gave a short speech, respectfully presenting my case, and left Asilomar and never returned. The fix was in. I figured they had decided to steal it, and there was no use fighting a losing battle. Nobody stood up and said the idea wouldn't work. They just stopped talking to me. I submitted the idea to the Defense Advanced Research Agency, DARPA. I got a letter back from Colonel Mark Pullen. He was interested, but couldn't provide financial support. But he could get me time on a parallel computer to write code to implement the idea. I was okay without the financial support, but when I asked what my ownership percentage of the work product would be, they said zero. Having been in the Air Force for 4 years, I came into the deal with a great deal of suspicion, knowing the type of people I would be dealing with. Getting zero ownership when I was writing the software and providing the idea was too much for me. I turned down the offer. This type of residue computer would be great at solving the kind of problems you need to solve in an encounter between armed aircraft or ships using ballistic weapons. No one has ever tried to tell me that wasn't true. So I guess I'm supposed to think that the US military just let an opportunity like that slip through their fingers. I have trouble believing that, but in the USA today, I have trouble believing anything. The sad thing is that a residue computer like this would be ideal for a lot of hard scientific problems. If the idea works like I think it does, then it should be freely available to all researchers, not locked up in some Defense Department program. Is the residue idea providing the computational muscle for the secret space program described by Catherine Fitz? Are inventors all over the world being suppressed and at the same time providing technology to the alternate space civilization? I don't know what to think about all these questions, but I do know freedom works. And slavery sucks. Thank you.